alternative 255 contemporary music, keeping free radio alive. Welcome to Sounds Alternative, millions of unlicensed electrons pulsating across the airwaves of Birmingham. Sounds Alternative, 255 meters medium wave, music for the suburbs of the second city.
Fun with 2255, the best damn station in the world.
Tuning in and turning on a Sunday means 255 meters in the medium wave band and millions of electrons, all of them licensed, beaming across the airwaves of Birmingham. We are Sounds Alternative.
Goodness me. 1978 Rainbow. It was Richie Blackmore and his band. and long live rock and roll. Good afternoon, you're listening to Sounds Alternative on 255 meters in the Medium Wave Band. And if you're just tuning in for the very first time, well, hello, where have you been? We've been more or less on an extended schedule this morning, on from 9 o'clock in the morning. Many thanks to Roger D for the last 2 hours of excellent music. Keith Rogers back here in the Edge Air for the next 2 hours. The Sounds Alternative 255 Rock Show. And in approximately 30 minutes' time, we'll be linking up with the United States of America, Los Angeles, number one rock station, KMET, with an interview with Van Halen. That should be quite interesting. Anyway, Sounds Alternative 255. If you'd like to drop us a line, it's box 255, Kurt Al Brumbeat, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham.
Tonight, on Moment of Terror, the thing that went... It was horrible! Don't fail to hear the thing that at Birmingham starring
Keith Rogers!
Never go.
know a certain listener of ours is currently recovering from a wedding last night, having quite a lot to drink at the best man. I'm sure he won't appreciate this Lone Rock music at all. Rose Tattoo from the album Rock and Roll Outlaws and Remedy. And preceding that, Saxon, their brand new single release entitled Never Surrender. We wouldn't dream of it, dear. Sounds Alternative 255. And later on in the show, we're going to have two competitions in which we'll be giving a single and an album away respectively. Of course, my congratulations to Mr. Derek Hogg over there at Ashmore Park in Wensfield, who won an album and correctly answered our competition 2 weeks ago. The answer, of course, was Slade and Noddy Holder. If you're listening, Derek, well, congratulations.
Like Caballero Rusticana, Terry?
Oh, I never had it, Mr. Fawley. You're in a good mood, Mr. Fawley.
Had a little bit of luck on the GGs, Terry. Oh, yeah. Not a word of the trouble and strife.
You seem very jolly, Basil.
Hmm?
You seem very jolly.
Jolly?
Yes, jolly. Sort of happy.
Oh, happy, yes, I remember that. No, not that I noticed, dear. I'll report it if it happens, though.
Well, you look happy to me, Basil.
No, I'm not, dear.
All that dancing about, singing and rubbing your hands.
No, just my way of getting through the day, dear. The Samaritans were engaged.
So you think you're mad at you?
Sounds Alternative 255, Trespass, and One of These Days, followed by one of the things around about the number 12 album across Birmingham at the moment, REO Speedwagon, from the album High Infidelity and Don't Let Go.
It's 255 metres in the medium wave band, and you're listening to millions of unlicensed electrons pulsating across the airwaves of Birmingham. Sounds Alternative, music for the suburbs of the second city. If you would like more information, then why not drop us a line to Box 255 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham. This is one we're going to try and get you moving on, this one. It's a number recorded by Bob Seger. Number called Rosalie. We'll be right back.
Hey, you're clapping your hands for me. Now row, 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 row. Just row me over, then I'll turn around. And I'll move my fingers up and down, up and down.
Trouble with the maples.
Sounds Alternative, 255 minutes in the medium wave, and going at a specific for Ken and Marie. That's 1978, music from Rush and the Cause Trees. Oh, well, Keith Rogers here for around about another 35 minutes. In around about 10 minutes' time, we'll be going over to KMET in Los Angeles, believe it or not, with a recorded interview with David Lee Roth of Van Halen. Should be quite interesting if you like that sort of music. If you don't, well, never mind. Sunday, the 2nd of August, and if you're going out this evening, city centre-wise, the Crown in Corporation Street, we have Westgate appearing. At the Golden Cross is a country and western night. At the Railway in Curzon Street, we have Buckshee. At the Trafalgar in Moseley, we have the Moseley Blues Band. And going out to the suburbs, in West Bromwich, the Coach and Horses, we have the Nuclear Band. And this is Vardis.
Stardust lead Electric Triangle with Toad the Wet Sprocket has had to have an elbow removed following their recent successful worldwide tour of Finland. Flamboyant, ambidextrous Rex apparently fell off the back of a motorcycle. Fell off the back of a motorcyclist, most likely, quipped ace drummer Jumbo McClooney on hearing of the accident. Plans are already afoot for a major tour of Iceland. Divorced after only 8 minutes, popular television singing star Charisma changed her mind on the way out of the registry office when she realised she'd married one of the donkeys by mistake. The evening before, in L.A.'s glittering night spot, the Abattoir, she had proposed to drummer Reg Abbott of Blind Drunk, after a whirlwind romance and a knee trembler. But when the hangover lifted, it was Keith Sly of the Donkees who was on her arm in the registry office. Keith, who was too ill to notice, remained unsteady during the short ceremony, and when asked to exchange vows, began to recite names and addresses of people who also used the stuff. Charisma spotted the error as Keith was being carried into the wedding ambulance and became emotionally upset. However, the mistake was soon cleared up and she stayed long enough to consummate their divorce. Dead Monkees are to split up again, according to their manager, Lefty Goldblatt. They've been in the business now 10 years, 9 as other groups. Originally the Dead Salmon, they became for a while Trout, then Fried Trout, then Poached Trout in a white wine sauce, and finally Herring. Splitting up for nearly a month, they reformed as Red Herring, which became Dead Herring for a while, and then Dead Loss, which reflected the current state of the group. Splitting up again to get their heads together, they reformed a fortnight later as Heads Together, a tight little name which lasted them through a difficult period when their drummer was suspected of suffering from death. It turned out to be only a rumour, and they became Dead Together, then Dead Gear, which led to Dead Donkees, Lead Donkees, and the inevitable split-up. After nearly 10 days, they reformed again as Soul Meunier, then Dead Soul, Rock Cod, Turbot, Haddock, Whitebait, The Places, Fish, Bream, Mackerel, Salmon, Poached Salmon, Poached Salmon in a White Wine Sauce, Salmon Meunier, and Helen Shapiro. This last name, their favourite, had to be dropped following an injunction, and they split up again. When they reformed after a record-breaking 2 days, they ditched the fishy references and became Dead Monkees, a name which they stuck with for the rest of their careers. Now, a fortnight later, they finally split up. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
What do you think of Dead Duck?
What do I think of Dead Duck?
Or Lobster.
Or Lobster?
Yeah.
Or what?
Track on today's broadcast. from Rose Tattoo. That's one's a title track from their album Rock and Roll Outlaws. Before that, live recording of Vardis. Steaming along, Keith Rogers sounds alternative rock show on 255 metres in the Media Wave band. Right now, a link up with Los Angeles' number one rock station, KMET, featuring Mary Turner speaking to Van Halen's lead vocalist, David Lee Roth.
KMET is a place to be for the rock and roll.
David Roth had more than good times in mind when he joined Van Halen. He says he wasn't just after success, but he really wanted people to hear his music.
Well, a lot of people want to be rock and roll stars, but they don't want to make music, you know? It's a twofold thing. Being a rock and roll star is a lifestyle, but to get that, you got to make some music. And to make some real rock and roll music, you got to love that music with all your heart, you know? And there's a lot of rock stars out there who don't love their music, and that comes out in the sound. That'll come out in the live show. People will find it out, won't you? We turned our dream into reality by not even really pursuing either one. We didn't pursue the dream, and we certainly didn't pursue reality. So, my kind of people, man. It's like, you know, we wanted to make music. We wanted to rock out nonstop. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to see my probation officer. I didn't want to do a whole lot. And rock and roll was the alternative. You got to understand, I am not this way the way I am because I'm in a band. I'm in a band because I'm this way. So, you know.
David Roth. I'm Mary Turner. Off the Record.
Yeah. Just shit out stuff, ain't you? We're in. Wow.
Sheriff's coming. Are
we going for it now?
Looks like a tree from the back.
Yeah, we're going.
Only
for
missed
it.
Interesting piece of music from Status Quo, 1974 that came out. It's an album track that I never heard before on the radio, to be honest, off the album On The Level, entitled What To Do. Sounds Alternative 255. If you're going out tomorrow, in the city centre at the Merkur Cross we have Option, at the Railway we have Rothschild, and the Monday Night Rock Show at Romeo and Juliet's we have the Dudley Band, Hamburger Mary. Highly recommended. Heavy metal music at Romeo and Juliet's tomorrow night, Hamburger Mary. At the Tyburn House we have Bert and Les. I think that's an easy listening type evening. And at the Drake's Drum Beer Hall we have Quill. Not too bad. A very good morning to Mr. Paul Caulfield, one of our regular listeners over there in Telford. In fact, we have quite a large audience in Telford, all about five of you listening. If anyone would like to drop us a line, in Sounds Alternative, box 255, care of Brumbeat, 190190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, in Birmingham. Here's Chevy, all the way from Coventry. And a track simply entitled Chevy.
Everybody, the night away.
featured that band a live recording of them 2 weeks ago. Chevy, that track, simply entitled Chevy. Sounds Alternative. And hello and good morning to everybody that went to the Port Vale Heavy Metal Holocaust yesterday, all of you returning with hangovers. And we had a really good time. The heavy metal bands at the Port Vale Holocaust yesterday, August the 1st, were Motorhead, Ozzy Osbourne, Triumph and Vardis. Being that Motorhead's still the number one rock album in Birmingham, I'll be playing a track from that later on, around about 20 past one or something like that. No music from Ozzy Osbourne today, unfortunately. We've already played a track from Vardis. So what I thought I would do is play a track from one of the other bands that appeared at the Heavy Metal Holocaust at Port Vale yesterday. Instead of one of the Crash Bangs, Wallops, cymbal, electric guitar, etc., deafening everybody, I thought I'd play a quieter one by the band Triumph, who was second on the bill yesterday. This one's from their Progressions of Power album, and Take My Heart. Looks like Keith Rogers playing a slow track on a rock show. There's a lot of virulin appearing on the old grey whistle test, I suppose.
Take my heart, I lay it out before you in my soul. I play my part and hope against all hope you play along. Take my heart, take this magic from my mind. Oh, 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 take my heart, take the dreams you always hope to find.
Take my heart.
Triumph from their Progressions of Power album. And Take My Heart, then a slow track from Billy Squire on the Capitol record label, his latest album, Don't Say No. And a track dedicated to John Lennon, according to the sleeve notes, entitled Nobody Knows. Sounds Alternative, 255 metres in the Mediwave band.